Shalom Aleichem and Shavua Tov for Chaf Nisan, which is Motzei Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 6 of Nazir, Mishnah Chetz. Now, yesterday we were learning about the haircut procedure, meaning the concluding offerings and procedures of the Nazir. Now, we add some details here. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Shalosh Behemot V'lo Feirash. What about a Nazir who brings his three animals, and they are the correct animals? He brings them to the temple, but he did not explain which animal is for which offering. When he designated the three of them, he simply said, these are for my Naziris. So in this case, Haru'uya l'chatat, the animal fitting to be the chatat, tikrav chatat, bring that as the sin offering. La'ola, tikrav ola, the one that should be an ola, bring an ola, l'shlamim, tikrav shlamim, and bring the shlamim as a shlamim. Now the Bartner here explains, he says, "Afal gav, even though the kol karbonot tzorech sheikru lahem ha'boilim shem, every offering made in the temple, you have to give it a name. And I don't mean a nickname. You don't call it Stanley. You designate the ola as your ola before you bring it to the temple. But hacha lo tzorech, in this case of the nazir, he doesn't need to do that for all three of these animals. Demechi amar elo nezirutti. He says these are for my concluding offerings of my nezirut." It's as if he designated each of them, now explains which. The kivsa, the female lamb, ain't a ruya ela lachatat. That has to be a chatat. The kevis, the male lamb, has to be la'ola. The ayul, and the ram, has to be a shlamim. Now back in the Mishnah, the Nazir has brought the concluding offerings and cut his hair. Haya notil sa'ar, so he takes the hair, sa'ar rosh, from his head, rosh nizro, we call it a rosh nizro, his nazir head, mishaleach tachat hadud, they would throw it under the pot, and this is the pot in which they were cooking the meat of the shlamim offering. So the hair from his concluding haircut is burned on the fire, which is cooking the shlamim above in the pot. The hair does not actually go into the pot with the food, God forbid. Im gilach b'medina, if he's taking his haircut outside. Now, sometimes medina means outside of Yerushalayim. Here, medina just means outside of the temple, because the shlamim has to be cooked and eaten inside Yerushalayim, much like a Karban Pesach. In fact, a Karban Pesach is quite similar to a Shlamim in other ways as well, but it's got to be here, Medina has to mean inside of Yerushalayim, but not inside the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount. Haya Mishaleach Tach Dadud, so he would send the hair to throw it under the fire where they're cooking the Shlamim, wherever he is. B'meh Dvar Memorim, in which cases do we say he throws his hair under the Shlamim? B'tiglocha Tatahara, when he's ending his Nazirut, he had not become ritually impure or contaminated, so it's a regular ending of Nazirut. If he's taking the haircut to restart his Nazirut after having contacted and contracted ritual impurity, in that case, does not throw the hair under the pot. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, "Hakol mishalchin tachat hadud." Every Nazir throws the hair under the pot of the cooking shlamim, chutz min atameh shebemedina bilvad. Only a haircut of Tumah to restart a Nazirut outside of the Temple Mount, somewhere else in Yerushalayim, he would not. Bartner says in that case, they would bury it. Let's go on to Mishnah Tet. What do they do next? Haya mevoshel et ha-shlamim. They would cook up the shlamim o sholkan. Sholkan means like really you keep boiling it until the meat is falling off the bone. And then, ha-kohen notil et ha-zeroa b'shela min ha-ayil. A kohen is going to take the cooked front leg of the ayal, the ram, which is the shlamim, v'halat matzah, and one loaf of matzah. They were eating matzah too. Achat min asal, from the basket. Now, what the Nazir would do is bake 10 loaves of matzah and 10 loaves of wafers. And they were all in the basket, and the Kohen, we'll see, is entitled to 1/10. Rakik matzah echad, he would take one wafer of matzah from the basket. V'notin al kapei ha-nazir u'menifon. And he would place them on the palm of the Nazir, and they would wave them. So the Kohen and the Nazir would join hands with these items from the offerings and the breads, which is kind of like a mincha that goes with the meats, and they would wave them together. Ve'achar kach, and after this ritual, hutar Nazir lishtod yayin li'itame l'metim. And now the Nazir is allowed to drink wine and become contaminated from corpses, like go to a funeral. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now Rabbi Shimon disagrees, says, Kevon shenizrak, once it is thrown, alov echad min adamim, thrown on the altar, one of the bloods. So once the blood application part of the ritual is performed for any one of the three offerings, hutar a nazir, now the nazir is allowed, lishtot, biyayin, v'litami lemetim, to drink wine and contract impurity. So once one offering is basically, you know, done, you know, the important part, the blood application of the Bayek is done, the Nazirut is officially over. And this is similar to what we saw in Mishnah Zion, that once any one of the offerings is done, he's also allowed to take the haircut. Though there's a disagreement in Zion, which one you should do first before the haircut. Yashar kochachem, and a good moed, and chag sameach.